USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department has decided not to pursue criminal charges against former FBI Director Andrew McCabe. Justice Department fired McCabe in the spring of 2018 after it was concluded that he lied to investigators about his role in media leaks. McCabe, a CNN contributor, reacts to the news that he won't be charged.
To have this horrific black cloud that's been hanging over me and my family for almost the last 2 years, to have that finally lifted is just an unbelievable, it's a relief that I'm not sure I can really explain to you adequately.
A deal for a temporary truce with the Taliban has been reached. NBC News says the one-week agreement aims at reducing violence in the war-torn region. There are currently 12,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. President Trump is anxious to get troops out of the region. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
The parents of a Parkland shooting victim sue the federal government. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The parents of a teenage girl who died in the Parkland, Florida school shooting in 2018 have filed a new lawsuit against the federal government. Andrew Pollack and Shara Kaplan, parents of Meadow Pollack, filed the complaint in federal court in Florida. They accused the government of failing to take any action whatsoever to prevent the February 14, 2018 shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. They state the FBI knew that Nicholas Cruz had the desire and capability to carry out a mass school shooting. The shooting happened exactly 2 years ago today. 17 people died, including 14 students and 3 teachers.
President Trump set to spend his weekend at his Mar-a-Lago resort. The president will also be taking in the Daytona 500 on Sunday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the latest on the coronavirus outbreak, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
The folks who are running the Olympics in Japan say concerns over the virus will not stop the Summer Games. And at this point, they do not plan on postponing any of the events in Tokyo. The games run from July 24th through August 9th.
The debate continues in Washington, D.C. over the sentencing of Roger Stone. Stone, a longtime friend of President Trump, was convicted for lying to Congress, obstruction of justice, and witness tampering. The Justice Department has overruled the 7-to-9-year sentence recommendation prosecutors have made in the case. Robert Ray is a former federal prosecutor. He tells Fox News the sentencing guidelines did seem a bit stiff.
It's important for the government of the United States through the Department of Justice to speak with one voice. That's all the Attorney General was saying. And parenthetically, I will say, the President has the absolute right to step into this. I happen to agree that the sentencing recommendation was too severe. So the President's right, the Attorney General's right, and for what it's worth, I agree with them. All the Attorney General was saying, though, is that at a moment when there's a pending proceeding before a judge, at a sensitive time, which is right in advance of sentencing, public respect for the integrity of the Department of Justice and its functioning before the court system requires that the department speak with one voice.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.